You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to know a lot more by the end of the day, but at the outset here this morning, U.S. stock market futures are way, way down, indicating a very seriously low open on Wall Street. Dow futures and S&P futures have limited down in trading already today. OPEC has announced a cut in oil, and yet oil prices continue to drop by 3%. Asian markets are down 9% or more, and European markets are 7, 8, and 9% down. But we're going to step off the economic roller coaster today because I'm actually quite sick of these numbers, to be perfectly frank. And so we decided to send our friend Jack Grace, a.k.a. the Martini Cowboy, who hasn't been in here in a coon's age, and we've been dying to have him back. We gave him an assignment this week. We sent him to the 28th CMJ Music Marathon, which is a huge event here in New York, a huge music festival. CMJ, Jack, stands for what?
College Music Journal.
But only jerks use that. Everybody calls it CMJ, right?
It's an antiquated term, yeah.
Well, welcome back, Jack.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks.
1,000 bands, huge event, and we sent you over there. What's the mission of the bands that play at CMJ?
They come from all over the world, and they come in hopes. Basically, the whole world is a big random place where entertainment is discovered for not for its merit. And at CMJ, it's a place where it's condensed a little more. So it's still random, but it's in a smaller area, which is New York City.
And is it like Lollapalooza? Is it like Woodstock? How would you say it's different?
I'd say it's more that every club has a different themed showcase for the night. A lot of time it'll be like one club will have all Australian bands. One club will have all like art rock bands.
Didgeridoo clubs, any of that? No, probably not.
There probably actually are.
They probably actually are. All right. So every band wants to be the next big thing. What'd you find?
Well, you know, I sort of did a little, you know, investigating and found the industry buzz band. There were many, but one of the big ones was a band called the Phenomenal Hand Clap Band.
Now, that's off a CD. That's not their live performance,
this is
right?
A recording. Now, this is
that
the
sounds like Blondie, like the 2008 version.
Yeah, they definitely have some of that. They have a lot of disco rock dance music. And the interesting thing was the night was in a bigger venue, and the crowd was really dancing to a whole DJ beforehand. When the band came on live, all live instruments, mind you, the energy of the room definitely kind of went down a bit.
So they were a little bit of a disappointment?
I think that they're a band that might be a little more oriented towards recording, you know, so in fairness.
But clearly a buzz band, and they got the audience. Who else?
Okay. So then I did a lot of people were talking in excitement in a much smaller club was a band from Canada called Women. This is like, I think they told me that they were sort of going for a Jesus and Mary chain, and they threw even a couple of bands I hadn't heard of. And when I said, I kind of hear an early Piper at the Gates of Dawn, Pink Floyd, Arnold Lane kind of thing, they said, a lot of old people say that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. But I like the fact that they've got a solid beat, and it's not this whiny indie stuff, which actually drives me crazy, I guess, because I'm an old person, right?
Yeah, well, you know what's really cool is they intentionally live, the vocals have tons of reverb on it. And that's not something that people do anymore. And it was really interesting, but they can really play live. We have a track of them playing live that we can pull up. You can hear this band can really interact live.
So the concept here is women and Canada. That's irresistible, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
and the name Women, which is great, mind you, there's no women in the band.
Thank you for saying
some
that.
Some people were actually like, oh, is this going to be some boring Lilith Fair band? And I said, no, it's a psychedelic band called Women. And a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement going on, and I actually managed to catch up with the guitar player, Chris, for his take on all this stuff that's going on about them.
It still doesn't even make sense to me that I can play a show in a country that I don't spend much time in a city that I've never been in before, and people like my band. It's still kind of a mind bleep.
He's destined for a star on radio to know how to bleep himself.
Well, but what's interesting there is that there's a certain amount of real excitement, not a cynicism about the business. Yeah. I'm wondering, I mean, in a moment where the recording industry is having all kinds of problems, here we have a very sort of authentic spirit of, hey, maybe I'm going to make it here. Is that what CMJ is all about?
They're having fun. And this is one of those bands that is seeing the benefit of CMJ. I mean, but the other side of it, of course, is that there's bands that travel from Chicago in a van overnight to get to CMJ and thinking that something's going to happen. And sometimes it's just as random as being out there in the rest of the world trying to make something happen. It depends who's walking up at what time, because they're meeting their friend for a sandwich.
Let's talk about the diversity of the festival.
Sure.
I mean, with 1,000 bands, you've probably got more than just rock and roll or psychedelic bands or, you know, sort of indie rock bands. I mean, there's got to be, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Is there
any hip-hop?
Yeah, actually, you know, there was a Canadian one right around the corner. I walked in, I saw some hip-hop, and it was really good, too. It's not my, you know, I'm not a good, well, worst in the hip-hop world, but I know when it sounds like they know what they're doing, and they
did. The festival, you know, spans everything. What about world music, that sort of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure, you know, if you look in the book there at CMJ or just go online to CMJ Marathon, you can just find, you know, there'll be a little of everything. I mean, there's over 1,200 bands playing.
What's the industry buzz this year? Is it get a contract? Is it do it yourself? Is it get a website? Is it distribute your own music? What are bands saying?
You can actually go for classes about every one of those topics at CMJ as well in the daytime. But the big question is really, does a label matter anymore, is one of the big questions. And nobody wants to answer it.
Nobody wants to answer it. What do you think? Well, you book bands.
I think right now the real question for myself as a musician and others is, it's not about the label. It's just like, how do you make money? How do you find the money out there? Because now the difference is there's so many different forms of media you can put music on. So how do you get your song in that little commercial on TV? How do you get some money for that? How do you get it? So the question is just, how do you make the money? Because people are still listening to just as much music.
What kind of turnout did they get? Did these bands get? Did have any sense of the numbers compared to, like, say, last year or the last time they had the marathon?
I was really impressed. I went on a Tuesday night and a Wednesday night, and all these places were mobbed with people outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, you know, this is, mind you, I went to the area of New York City where there was a lot of condensed bands.
And, you know, which makes it sad for the poor bands that are kind of waiting in the wings. So tell me about this band here.
This band was another one from Canada that we're pulling up here. They were called Hey Rosetta, and we met up with them, and here's a classic story. They were supposed to go on at midnight. They went on sometime after 1 a.m. They came all the way from Canada to play, and they were just such nice guys that I just wanted to maybe give them a little plug, and let's hear what they really do sound like. And this is their chance on the radio here.
Jack, you're such a sweet guy, giving Hey Rosetta their break on the takeaway.
They drove from Canada.
They drove from Canada. Well, it's not like they, you know, drove from Afghanistan. I mean, Canada is on the border.
Well, you know, when you get in a van with a bunch of guys like that, you might realize.
And you've been in some vans. Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy, shaking down the CMJ Music Marathon. Here's Hey Rosetta.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.